52 Weeks. Written by Oscar C. Johnson, Ph.D. Narrated by Nick Flesher. Preface. 52 Weeks is a book of scripture topic meditation. Unlike a daily verse to read, it focuses on the same topic for a week. The intent is to get to know that topic much better, as it directs us to look at multiple verses and conversations in the Bible about a particular topic. It frequently will present a topic from the viewpoint of different authors. There is nothing special about who I am. I consider myself an average Christian, with a strong belief and trust in God. I am not a gifted speaker, nor have I ever written anything other than college papers and a few science articles. I pray and read Scripture daily to start my day and give me something to reflect on during the day. When I started this book, I wanted to give the reader something to focus on for more than one day. I found that studying one topic for a week gave me a greater insight to that topic and made it more pertinent to my life. In writing this book, I found that I studied more deeply than I did with daily scripture topics. I don't consider myself a great writer, as I said. I'm pretty much an average guy. I'm not a philosopher or a deep thinker by any standard. That being the case, this book is relatively superficial. It addresses my feelings toward a subject. It may or may not be in line with the great religious thinkers, but it is how I interpret the various topics in this book. We all have gifts given to us by God that we use to spread the gospel. I hope that this book reaches those who want to understand and seek more knowledge about the message of God. I believe that the Lord has helped me to write this book to spread His word. I pray that it will help bring one closer to God. It continues to help me. Week 1. Forgiveness. Day 1. Suggested reading. John 1:29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. KJV. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming and announces him to the world as the one to take away all sin. The implication of this proclamation cannot be understated. Jesus has the ability to take away all sin. This gives one who believes a reset of their life from one of sinful damnation to one of righteous salvation. This gift from God is the greatest of His gifts. Don't be confused, though. This does not mean you won't sin again. Chances are you will. God does promise that if you confess your sins and repent through Jesus' name, He will forgive you. This appears to be a pass to sin freely, but what really happens after accepting Christ is a building of one's spirit to avoid what is unrighteous. So think about this. Repent and confess to Jesus. Do this immediately if you can. Learn from your sin. God is patient and will forgive. Day 2. Suggested reading. Luke 15:18 through 24. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. NIV. In the story of the prodigal son, Jesus tells us of an ungrateful son who squandered his money and lived an immoral and sinful life. When he realized the wrongness of his ways, he returned to his father full of remorse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?